It's February. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalists Ruth Carol Cushman and Scott Sievers.
We're out here at Frederick Reservoir.
Venus is high and bright in the sky. The sunrise, it's turned all pink. And what we're seeing and hearing is probably 1,000 Canada geese and cackling geese. There are common geese that everyone's familiar with.
We're looking for some rare geese from the eastern Arctic that have been seen here. One is a pink-footed goose as the Arctic warms. Some of these birds that would normally migrate to Europe are getting mixed into North American birds.
A pink-footed goose obviously has a pink foot, which is diagnostic. However, you normally don't see that pink foot because it's in the water. And it also has a pink bill with a little black tip on the end of it. These are such rare geese that we don't have any Colorado records of them yet. If these are officially approved, they will go down as new birds for Colorado. A lot of people are coming out to see these rare birds, so right now there are 6 people with scopes set up. This is like a very high-powered binocular on a tripod so that you can see something even though it could be a third of a mile away. I'm going to go over and ask her.
Brandon Percival from Pueblo, Colorado.
He's a very good birder. He posts a lot on Cobert.
I got up about 3:30 a.m. and then we came up here.
Have you seen the pink footage yet today? The geese are actually kind of drab colored, mainly browns and whites and grays. So to pick one slightly different goose out of 1,000 very much look-alike geese is hard to do.
It takes a lot of scanning.
Huge flock coming in, so why don't we wait and see if the pink-footed is in this oncoming flight.
I'm practicing my birds in flight skills with my camera, which is a lot of fun and very challenging. I'm looking for any geese that don't have any white faces, like the majority of them, and any pink feet. That would indicate that it was the pink-footed goose.
The pink-footed goose is swimming away from us here. Little pink bill and the browner head.
This is exciting. Thanks to Brandon, we finally found the pink-footed goose.
I got it in my scope if you want to see it.
Oh my goodness, he really does look different. He's got a beautiful pink bill. Of course, I can't see the legs or the feet. And he's got a lot of banding look on the wings. Oh, beautiful profile when he turns around. He's got a brown head and then sort of grayish brown with a slight pinkish cast, I think. Maybe it's just because I'm thinking pink on the feathers. Brandon, thank you. That's a first for me.
It was a lifer for me when I first saw it.
I got a few photos of it, trying to adjust the scope so we can see it close up. Here we go.
I think it's going to come up
onto the ice so you can see the pink feet.
Oh, there! Oh, he lifted his foot out for just a second. Did you see the pink sky?
I did see the pink feet, yes, yes. Yeah, he's doing a lot of preening right now, right there next to a cackling goose.
Why, that was a stroke of luck. A lot of people, I think, have come out and seen it without actually seeing the pink foot. Oh, he's scratching with his pink foot. He was scratching a pink bill with a pink foot. He is a beautiful bird. Oh, and he's walking in shallow enough water now and lifting those pink feet.
Wouldn't yours be pink, too, if they're in that cold water for so long?
Boy, that is a bright pink. It's as bright as the pink sunrise was. Yeah, it's now a little later in the day. We didn't actually see this bird until, what, about 8 o'clock? And we got here before 7, but believe me, it is worth the wait.
Ruth Carol Cushman and Scott Sievers are friends and Boulder naturalists.